Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Dawn's Divine Appointment, and the first 20 minutes with God. And today's focus is giving the first 20 minutes of your day to God. As the first light of dawn creeps across the horizon, a day fresh with possibilities and challenges await. How we choose to greet this dawn can set the trajectory for the rest of our day. Dedicating the first 20 minutes to God is not just an act of discipline. It's a declaration of priority and a foundational practice for life led by His Spirit. Drawing inspiration from Psalm 5:3, we recognize the power and peace that comes with starting our day in conversation with our Creator, laying our hearts and plans before Him and awaiting His direction with expectancy. Our springboard for today's discussion is Psalm chapter 5, verse 3. In the morning, Lord, You hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before You and wait expectantly. Now, this scripture invites us into a morning ritual of dialogue with God, where our first utterances and thoughts are directed towards Him. It's a moment of intimate exchange where we express our dependence, our hopes, and our fears, trusting in His sovereign care and guidance. Such a practice not only centers our spirit, but also aligns our will with God's, ensuring that the pursuits of our day resonate with His purposes. Let's do a 2-minute focus training. Number one, spiritual sunrise. Begin your 20 minutes by reading a passage of Scripture. Let the Word be the first input of your day, shaping your thoughts and attitudes. Number two, prayerful petitions. Spend time in prayer, presenting your requests, concerns, and aspirations to God. Be specific and expectant, believing in His power to move in your life. Number three, meditative silence. Allocate a portion of your time to silent meditation. Reflect on the scripture that you read, or simply sit in God's presence, allowing His peace to envelop you. And number four, journaling joys and journeys. Keep a journal to document insights from Scripture, prayers, and any impressions or directions you sense from God. This can be a valuable record of your spiritual journey and God's faithfulness. Number five, worshipful awakening. Incorporate worship into your morning, whether it's through music, reading Psalm aloud, or expressing gratitude. Praise shifts our focus from our limitations to God's limitless power. Number six, awaiting guidance. Conclude your time by asking for God's guidance for the day. Be open to any specific directions or adjustments that He might prompt in your heart. And number seven, committing the day. End your 20 minutes by dedicating your day and all its details to God. Affirm your desire to live this day for His glory, responsive to His leading. In conclusion, the practice of dedicating the first 20 minutes of your day to God establishes a rhythm of grace and guidance. It's a sacred interval that sets the tone for the day, lived under the auspices of divine direction and peace. Psalm chapter 5, verse 3 not only models this practice, but assures us of God's attentiveness to our morning voice, inviting us to begin each day in the expectancy of His movement in our lives. And today's call to action, commit to spending the first 20 minutes of your morning with God for the next week. Establish the focus training points above as a guide and be mindful of the differences that this practice makes in your daily experience. The question of the day, what challenges do you anticipate in dedicating the first 20 minutes of your day to God, and how can you address them? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the quiet of the morning, we come before You, offering the first fruits of our day. Guide our thoughts, fill our hearts, and direct our steps. May these moments of communion set a foundation of peace and purpose for the day ahead. Teach us to wait expectantly for your voice and to walk in the fullness of your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. As we step into the dawn of each day, may our first moments with God enrich our lives with wisdom, peace, and direction. Let the discipline of our morning devotion echo throughout our day, reminding us of His presence, His promises, and His unfailing love.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.